This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I do Facebook Live some of these segments for those of you that do want video and not just audio. I mean, for those of you that have met me or have seen me in person, I don't know why you're asking for the video, to be honest. All right, just stick with the voice thing. You don't need to see me. But for those of you that do want to see me, we do have a Facebook Live on some of these segments, so you'll get to see me. Lord have mercy. So I get very, very frustrated when people don't call it like it is. Don't be using euphemisms. Don't be BSing, because when you try to be nice and use euphemisms, you could actually screw things up for other people. So I cringe every time I hear a poll come out or people say that Biden's age is a factor. Being surrounded by seniors, knowing many seniors who are well into their 80s and 90s, you're really discriminating against seniors if you are blaming Biden's popularity on his age. We have another poll saying that this is an AP NORC poll, saying that people feel he is too old to be in office. 77% say Biden is, quote unquote, too old to be effective for four more years. 89% of Republicans say that, but 69% of Democrats say that as well. They say this view is held across all age groups, even older. So when you look at U.S. adults, Democrats, Independents, Republicans, resoundingly, they have issues in terms of his age. Half of U.S. adults say Trump is too old for office. Democrats are far more likely to, quote, disqualify Trump by age than are Republicans. And so by the way, with Supreme Court justices, 67% require Supreme Court justices to retire by a certain age. 68% support age ceilings for candidates in the House and Senate. 66% support age ceilings for candidates for president. So I said this early on. Now, Joe Biden has been in office for years. He is known for his gaffes, but there is a deterioration that's happening. And I'm nervous for him. I want him to be in the best of health. I want him to be with his family. I want the U.S. to have a commander-in-chief that is on it. And I cringe when people are blaming his age. When are we going to be honest about what's going on? Well, we can only be honest when things are confirmed that need to be confirmed. And I get it. If I was president, would I really want to take a mini mental status exam or any sort of cognitive exam? It does need to be done. And the reason why it needs to be done is not because we want to vilify our current president or commander-in-chief. I understand going through this process is very, it's difficult when you aren't yourself and you're aging. And I mean, my mind is different than it was in my 20s. If you told me to go back to medical school, I couldn't do it. I couldn't learn everything I had to learn. My mind is different. All right? We age. It's okay to age. But just because somebody's of a certain age doesn't mean they are disqualified. Okay, we're not being ageist. We're not age discriminating. But all of a sudden, all these polls, so they dance around what the real topic is. They're saying, well, Biden's too old. They think that's a safer way to go. Right, when you compare Biden to other individuals who are 80, 90, do they all act like Biden? No. So we need to be really, really honest. Because otherwise, you are discriminating against a whole... I mean, you're discriminating against all the baby boomers and traditionalists just because you have somebody who is starting to cognitively decline. Or it's assumed that's what's happening. Now, maybe it's just he's really tired. Maybe he's having hypoglycemic episodes. I don't know. But he has time and time again admitted that he has to follow certain protocols or certain, I guess, rules laid out by other people. I'm not allowed to call on you. I'm not allowed to talk to the press. I don't have a comment. I don't have a statement. The average 77, 80-year-old, 82-year-old does have a statement and does have a comment on what would be going on with Maui or what's going on with the border. But he's being told don't talk. And Trump also has been told not to talk because he'll just, mouth off. But some people like that. Some people just want to know what they're thinking. So I understand this poll is probably one of the most damning polls yet in terms of Biden. And to say that he's too old is a nice way of saying he's not fit. But you can't use those terms. We're in a society now where we don't do that. We don't say Biden's having a problem because he's old or because he's a man or because he's Catholic or because he's white. We're not doing that. That's discrimination. So if he is individually and specifically having issues, then you need to call it like it is. It's because he's not good with the press. It's because he says things that gets himself in trouble, like talking about his Corvette in the middle of a Maui fire to people who lost everything. And I get, there's other candidates that say stupid things too. I get that. But if he is not able to do the job, you cannot blame his religion, his creed, his skin color, his age. You have to blame him. And I'm not here to criticize our commander-in-chief. I'm here to criticize the way these polls and media are swinging it and tweaking it so they don't say what probably needs to be said. And again, this could easily be solved with a cognitive test. The problem is, if he fails that cognitive test, that's very embarrassing for him. So then he would need to retire. Now, you don't hear people calling for him to retire because a lot of people do not want Kamala Harris taken over. So, I don't want to see age discrimination and, starting to, discriminate on age when we're living longer and we're doing so much more in terms of health and life expectancy, just because Biden is having poor performances, we need to slow this down and do what's right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So when we watch television or movies and we see somebody have a heart attack, everybody's shocked. They would drop some... would live, some wouldn't. And you hear people say he had a sudden heart attack. Sudden heart attack. No warning. When my father died of a heart attack, it was out of the blue. Everybody said, never knew he was sick. But when you play Monday morning quarterback, you oftentimes see there were warning signs. Tons of warning signs. You know, doctors don't really have a lot of friends. And I mean, we might have a lot of friends because they want us to be their doctor and they want prescriptions. But most people don't like us doctors. Because we'll look at your ankles. We'll ask you how often you have to shave your legs. If you don't have to shave your legs too much and you used to, it could be a sign that things are changing. We'll ask about your erectile dysfunction. If you're needing Viagra, you might have an issue with your heart. And so we're not a lot of fun
right, to have over dinner. And I saw some of my family in Israel, and I asked, you know, well, how's your prostate doing? And they're kind of like, yeah, that's just kind of what we do, right? And sadly, heart attacks, even these sudden heart attacks or these widow makers, will oftentimes have warning signs. My father actually, before he dropped dead of a heart attack, may he rest in peace, my mom said he actually had fainted about a week or two prior. Fainting is a sign of poor cardiac output. Now, I didn't know he fainted. If I did, I would have had every cardiologist up inside his rich peritoneum figuring out what's going on, but, you know, it's okay. It happened. He was stubborn anyway, probably wouldn't have gone to the doctor. He really didn't want to go. I had told him that, you know, he could have a heart attack for years if he didn't take his cholesterol medication. And he goes, oh, the lipid don't hurt my liver. No, I don't. It's going to hurt my liver. I'm like, you're going to have the healthiest liver in the cemetery. What the hell? Who cares about your liver? Get your heart taken care of. So, sadly, he left us. But, you know, he left on his own terms, and it, you know, may he rest in peace. But a good friend of mine had gone to the hospital, and he told me, you know, I was in the hospital. And I go, was it your heart? No, they said it was heat stroke or heat illness or heat exhaustion. And I go, why? He said, I fainted. I go, that could be your heart. Get to a heart doctor. He ended up dying at his desk a week later. And so, I'm not saying anybody has heat exhaustion or whatever, but we got to get out of this mindset that if somebody has a heart attack, there was never a warning, so nothing you could do. Yeah, there's a lot you could do. In fact, there's a study that say women have different warning signs than men. So new research has revealed that 50% of cardiac patients have a physical symptom a day before a heart attack. And I'm gonna actually double down and say I think many have symptoms even before, and I'll explain why. But I'm going to say I think the number is even higher, and you could even predict it even days or weeks before. But the findings, they say, are nuanced. This is according to MSN. Excuse me. This is according to Futurism. And they say that the findings, according to medical researchers at the Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai of Los Angeles, where I was born, they say women and men have distinct yet prominent warning signs of the impending and often fatal health crisis. Women may have shortness of breath one day prior. Men may experience chest pain. Now, these findings were in the journal Lancet Digital Health. So they're saying that according to their work, their studies, that a man who would be at risk for a sudden heart attack may have chest pain the day before. And I'm going to venture to say you could have chest pain days or weeks before. So that means if you're getting some chest pain, that doesn't mean you're always going to have a heart attack, but you've got to get it flipping checked out. Women may be a little short of breath. They're saying women may be more inclined to have shortness of breath than chest pain. The classic symptoms of chest pain, left chest pain, left arm pain, shooting pains down the arm, neck pain, those classic symptoms are not always exhibited. Sometimes a male or female may have shortness of breath, may have extreme nausea. I had a woman that came in with a UTI to the ER I was working at, and she was very, very nauseous. She did have a UTI, but she asked for something for the nausea before she left. When I gave her something for the nausea, she actually started to have shortness of breath. Was she reacting to the nausea medicine, or was she having a heart issue? We checked her heart. It turns out she actually had a heart attack 8 hours prior, and we were able to bring on her resurgence of a heart attack. Luckily, she had a heart attack and lived from the night before, but she felt odd, and so she thought it was a UTI. Now, I'm not saying all women who have heart attack symptoms will feel burning when they pee, but she didn't feel right. Thought it was a UTI. It turned out what she was feeling was a post-heart attack. Dizziness, shortness of breath, sweating, fatigue. There's a bunch of other milder symptoms, loss of appetite, even abdominal pain could be signs of heart attacks. So the researchers say that knowing there are telltale signs that can be specific to gender can help patients, but I just want everybody to know all the symptoms. You know, whether you're male, female, transgender, you have any chest pain or shortness of breath, or you don't. People will say, well, it's not a heart attack because I'm not having chest pain. You don't have to always have chest pain. So what exactly is happening? Well, many people feel what a heart attack is you have a blocked artery that's about maybe 60%, then it goes to 70, 80, 90, and then all of a sudden 100% blocked, and now you have a heart attack. That doesn't always happen. Many times these sudden heart attacks happen because you have a piece of plaque that's on the arterial wall that breaks off. Well, when it breaks off, now your clotting factors are trying to fix any intimal tearing, lining of the artery that could be torn, trying to block what got torn off. And when you have all the troops come in going, we got this, all first responders come in, just like traffic, you get a traffic jam, you get a traffic jam with your blood. And this clot prevents blood going through. A heart attack is a part of the heart muscle not getting blood. If that part of the heart muscle is not as significant as another part, you might live through the heart attack. But if that affects a part of the heart, especially the left ventricle, which is the main pump of blood, you could drop. Now, for those individuals that do have some heavy clogging or do have lots of plaques, they might, as they exercise and vasoconstrict, because your arteries constrict a little bit, sometimes with exercise you might notice you get a little bit of pain, or you get winded easier, or you could be walking around in shortness of breath, or even in your sleep, or when you're lying down. And so that could be a sign that you do have arterial blockage, and that you could be at risk, or you could be already having a tear, and you just don't have enough of a blockage yet, but by the time your clotting factors do what they need to do, you drop the next day. And so I've been hearing there's been more and more heart disease. We're even having younger individuals with heart disease. And I know there's a lot of rumors circulating, whether it's COVID causing it or the COVID vaccine. And it is scary to see a lot of younger individuals have heart issues. But you have to understand the warning signs. If you have nausea, okay, don't just always assume it's food poisoning. It could be your heart. If you're dizzy, short of breath, arm pain, you know, you could even have right-sided chest pain with a heart attack. You know, if you're like, you know what, it hurts. Maybe it's any sort of chest pain has got to get looked at. You feel like you can't get a deep breath, hiccups. Chronic hiccups could be an inferior MI. Chronic hiccups could be a sign of a heart attack. Chronic burping could be a sign of a heart attack. You have somebody that keeps burping, keeps hiccuping. That could be the bottom part of their heart had lost blood supply, is inflamed, and that could be tickling the diaphragm. So the moral of the story is get yourself checked out. And that sudden heart attacks aren't always sudden. There's warning signs. You know, you go hiking and all of a sudden you're like, well, I need to sit down. And it's not really a hot day. Is it because maybe your heart is not able to pump like you? Remember, it's all plumbing. We're not rocket scientists in medicine. Lord knows, I'm no rocket scientist. But we understand the mechanics. We understand the engineering. We understand the plumbing. We understand the electricity. We understand the physiology. Your heart's a pump. The job of your heart is to pump blood. If the pump doesn't work, or if the pump is inhibited, or if the pump has parts that can't work right, the blood doesn't get to where it needs to. If the blood doesn't get to where it needs to, you're done for. And you could go into cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest is where the heart stops. A heart attack isn't always cardiac arrest. It's an attack on the heart where blood flow doesn't get to it or something happens to it. But cardiac arrest is where the heart just stops. So I don't want to warn you guys, or I don't want to worry you guys, but the idea of, well, if it happens, it happens. You never get warning. You do get warnings. You do get warnings. So read those warnings, read the tea leaves, get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Governor DeSantis says they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and tells Florida residents, wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. Some people did not evacuate. Rob Herron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, said they're ready for it.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
The Biden administration announcing yesterday it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous is asking if the reason why COVID cases are rising is because the election is coming. I got to tell you guys, I know. Whenever an election comes, there's always like an October surprise. They say we're still a year off, over a year off, from the election. But I have to say, as a physician, and I know many of you guys are going to be unhappy with me saying this, but no, the COVID cases are rising. I don't think per se it has to do with the election. I understand the mail-in ballots were a cluster and a half because they were only designed for a few thousand per county and not the millions that were all of a sudden, just mail them in.
My family, half of our family got mail-in ballots, half didn't. So it was a cluster and a seventh. I get that. But, yeah, COVID cases are rising. So what I'm seeing, I'll always give you guys, you know, I want to be neutral in terms of this. I don't want, you know, political slanting when it comes to medicine. I want to tell you guys like it is. But I am seeing, and just personally, cases rising. So I am seeing it. The at-home COVID tests are still a mixed bag. One patient called me yesterday, said their first COVID test was negative. Luckily, they retested a day later, and then it came up positive. And so when people get an initial negative COVID test, they say it's not COVID, give me flu medication or give me antibiotics. And the problem with that is we are going to run out of whatever flu medication or antibiotics we have, the more common ones, again, by the time flu season comes. So I really want accurate COVID tests. But I am having a lot more people call in with COVID. And how bad are their symptoms? Some of them are short of breath. And when you do have shortness of breath, it's scary. And so when we do hospitalize people, the majority of the reason we hospitalize you is because of your oxygen status. One person called me, his COVID, his oxygen status dropped to the 80s. We want you above 97%. Once you're below 94, we get a little nervous. You go below 92, we're very nervous. And somebody said they were dropping into the 80s. Now, maybe their sensor was wrong. But, you know, when you lose oxygen, that's huge. So the CDC is reporting we've had a 19% rise in hospitalizations. We went from 6,000, 7,000 in June and July to now 15,000 a week. In terms of the death rate, 1.7% of the deaths we're seeing have been due to COVID-19. Small percentage, but still up 21.4%. Is it enough to mandate masks? No. Just give everybody the education and let them make a decision. They're all, you know, big boys and girls and can figure it out. You know, or gender-neutral, non-binary individuals that can decide for themselves if they want to wear a mask or not. It should be a good mask, although we just had a recent study saying the good masks, which I consider are good, like the N95s, may have chemicals on them and need to be aired out prior to using for at least 30 minutes. I don't know how you keep it clean. So, you know, because you get exposed to chemicals on some of these masks. But, I'm always going to be honest with you guys. You know, yeah, I am seeing the COVID cases rise. I have seen COVID throughout the year, but it's picking up. And, you know, with the new strains, no surprise, with the waning immunity from the vaccines and natural immunity, yeah, no surprise. So, I am a little nervous that there's going to be some shenanigans before the election. You know, politicians love fear. And they, now remember, we have an incumbent. And so if they try to bring on, oh, you know, COVID, we're not prepared for COVID. We're not, that could then look poorly upon our incumbent president. That's why you're starting to see more discussion on, well, we're going to make a new vaccine. And we're going to, you know, and I think somebody even had it. That Biden implied that it might be mandated. I have not gotten confirmation on that. I think if there is another vaccine mandate, it would completely cause revolts and protests. And I don't think they could do it because they can't use that herd immunity argument. Herd immunity is nice, and we've spoken about herd immunity. Herd immunity is cool. When you have, a good part of the population immune to something, such that when you have the little baby herds or some individuals who are a little bit more vulnerable in the center of the herd that can be protected by the big, you know, animals in the herd, those in the center of the herd are protected because everybody surrounding them is immune. That's where you get herd immunity. But what they didn't realize, which we called early on, is what if these big herd members turn around to check on the little babies or the vulnerable individuals and cough on them and give them COVID despite their vaccination? They could then infect the younger or the vulnerable people in the herd. So once we found out that you could still carry COVID, you could still get COVID, still pass it on, transmit it, now the herd immunity theory starts to fall apart. Now, mind you, I think vaccination and natural immunity is some of the strongest way to go, but the vaccine is not giving us lifelong immunity, and a lot of people are having side effects or issues, and so we have to make it a personal choice between somebody and their doctor. Have I been recommending vaccines for people? Absolutely. Have I been telling everybody they need to get it? No. It's between you and your medical provider. So, I am a little nervous. These elections seem to mean more and more and more these days. Again, I don't think it should, tear up families, tear up relationships. I don't think we should let politics pervade so much. But, they're making some pretty, pretty big decisions these days. And there's a lot of talk on, adding more people to the Supreme Court. Changing the way we, doing school and doing education. And, we want American choice. We're a democracy. And our representatives we elect are supposed to represent what we want. And when you have half the country feeling they're not represented, it's scary. I don't live in a country where you mandate something gets injected into me. That's not why I'm in America. Don't be forcing things. And I understand the Supreme Court said, well, technically we can if it's for public health. But the second that study came out, or we doctors said, but look, vaccinated people are still spreading the illness. Those mandates should have completely stopped. But they didn't. We lost people in our military. We're about to go to war with China, Russia. I think Kim Jong-un wants to go to war with the U.S. He got himself back in the news saying he, to ready his forces. Why the hell would we fire people? We can't find enough people to want to serve in our military. And you actually fired thousands because they didn't want to get an injection? And the thing that's really cruel to me is many of these individuals that got fired, these nurses, these first responders, these military individuals, these families of underserved populations or those who felt they were underrepresented, because many of the studies included more Caucasian subjects than people of their demographics. Many of them said, can't I just do a blood test to show you my antibodies? They wanted to show that they had a level of immunity. Let me test my immunity before you force it. Yeah, for years, this is what we did with colleges. If somebody lost their vaccination card and the college wanted to know if you were immune to measles or mumps or rubella or whatever, you'd do a blood test and show your titers. Why wouldn't they allow that? Well, because natural immunity doesn't last. Well, the vaccines don't also last. So I don't think the mandates will come back. But COVID is here. We have another wave. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. and thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So I keep hearing the rhetoric that those who are liberal, liberalism is a mental disease, a mental illness. And there has been some medical discussions on liberals versus conservatives and who is in better physical health and mental health. And apparently there was a study. Psychology Today discusses it, where there was a study that looked at people with conservative political attitudes tended to have better physical health than their liberal counterparts. That was from a Dr. Chan et al. In 2019.
And then a recent study from Kirkgaard in 2020 found that political ideology may be relevant to mental health, as people who are more liberal, especially those identifying as extremely liberal, are more likely to have mental health problems. Now, this is being reported by Psychology Today. And so I've been asked, is there any medical basis for somebody making a comment of liberalism being a sign of poor mental health? And being an American, if you are a true American, you welcome all opinions. You don't want to live in a country where we all just think the same. So whether somebody has liberal views, conservative views, I have friends and family with views of, you know, all types. You welcome the discussions. It's supposed to be a good thing. People were worried that Vivek got, you know, nailed hard during the debate because of some of his prior statements in terms of supporting Israel. Well, one thing that these primaries do is they help the learning curve, and they help, you know, train some of the politicians into learning what their audience and, you know, read the room. And so from what we understand, he got a little bit of an education when, he found that something he had said was taken to the degree of he might not support Israel. And so, you know, there's always, you know, learning curves. There's always, discussions. Some politicians, I mean, look at what happened with the last Democratic primary debate. Somebody said we need to pay for college and have free college. And so even though that might not have been Biden's desires originally, he saw it was popular, so he tried to implement something. It has to be legal, though. You can't just write off student debt. And I think he also learned that a lot of people who paid off their student debt got pretty ticked, especially if they wrote their last check prior to him getting elected and then bringing up college debt write-off. So, you know, you learn what your constituents want through these processes. But what was this study looking at in 2020 and mental health issues? So the author had suggested, according to Psychology Today, that, and this was something that I had kind of talked to people about, where some individuals who are religious use their religion as their, and their spirituality as their grounding. It helps them a lot with their mental health, with their anxiety, depression. And so when individuals say, oh, I went to confession, I spoke to God, I found an answer, and I'm moving forward. Those with religion might be less likely to go, I feel alone, I don't have help, I'm struggling. And so if you do see more religion in a conservative group than not, then yes, that could be a factor. The author brought that up. He said political conservatism is associated with greater religiosity, which in turn is associated with better physical and mental health. But they said that only works if you have a country in which religion is highly respected. They said, on the other hand, conservatism and liberalism are associated with personality traits of conscientiousness and neuroticism, respectively, which are more robustly linked with mental health than religiosity. So this was a general social survey, a large-scale survey of adults over 18. It was conducted every few years. They asked if you ever felt you had a mental health problem. Have you ever personally ever received treatment for a mental health problem? And then taken all together, how would you say things are these days? Would you say you are very happy, pretty happy, or not too happy? If you were to consider your life in general, how happy or unhappy are you as a whole? Respondents also indicated their political ideology, 1 to 7 on a scale from extremely liberal to extremely conservative. Liberals tended to report poorer mental health than conservatives. Now, keep in mind, if a lot of the study data set came from, let's say, the Trump years, you might have individuals who take politics that seriously say, I'm completely unhappy, you know, because of who the president is. Same thing. If you ask a conservative, a very, very conservative person, how are they? They would say they've been horrible since Biden came into office. So, you know, there is some subjectivity with this. But it's interesting because I've been asked, do some people who are very political suffering more from stress, from anxiety? You know, I mean, when I see people worried about the climate to the point and the environment to the point that they will glue themselves to a basketball court. I mean, they or those individuals who sat in the middle of hot asphalt in the middle of a street to block the road to Burning Man. You know, these, and maybe they're misunderstood. So some individuals, one might feel misunderstood. You know, they might feel that their priorities are not equating with other people's priorities. So when you have somebody that says we need to save the earth, what are you doing? You just stepped on a plant. They might be, you know, taking things more to heart than you would. Somebody getting out of their car, you know, stepping on some grass, walking to where they need to, walking back to their car, driving off with some exhaust, might kind of be in their own world. But if somebody who's a true environmentalist and is, you know, seeing every single bit of that as an assault on their land, that could be troubling for them and cause more anxiety. So I think one is what is it that you care about? And do other people care, you know, for that to the same degree? Is it that being a vegetarian or vegan is associated with some mental health issues? I think being vegetarian or vegan could offer some great health benefits, but I had patients who were depressed, and I asked when it started, and we kind of figured out it started, some of their mood issues started when they cut out all meat and they limited their protein, and I said, you know, I don't ever want you to go against your beliefs, but have you ever thought about introducing a little fish or some white meat chicken and seeing if that changes your moods? And we've had some patients that say, looks like they needed to be a flexitarian because their moods dropped. And I'm not saying vegetarian or veganism means you're liberal, but sometimes if you try to practice what you preach and you do without certain things, and maybe it's the hormones of meat that make people feel well, or maybe they were missing some essential amino acids. But I have had some individuals who suffered and they were able to recover when they introduced some fish or they introduced some chicken to their diet. So, there are, and I'm sure there are studies showing that conservatives do worse in health because they might look at people in the Gulf states like Alabama, Mississippi, and find that they, those who live in quote unquote red states seem to have higher levels of obesity and diabetes. And, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of limitations to studies like these, and I don't want people, you know, misconstruing, but, I do notice that those who are spiritual, that does help a lot of their mental health and physical health. And I'm not saying you have to have a religion. I think atheists can do well as well. But if there is any science behind that, whether you're, conservative or liberal, I have seen that as a physician, where people with a spirituality seem to do better from a mental health standpoint. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.